Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something wicked this way comes.
I had a bad feeling. Something else is coming.
So a trip to the beach feels necessary.
Santo Domingo will always be home for us.
But only for a few more days because we are soon going to have a gorgeous new home in Miami.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, June 23rd. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Is Brad Pitt ready to retire? Well, it doesn't seem imminent, but the actor is definitely looking ahead to his final days in Hollywood. The Oscar winner, who began acting in his 20s in the 1980s, surmised that he is entering the late stages of his film career in the new cover story for the August issue of GQ. Pitt told the magazine, quote, "I consider myself on my last leg, this last semester or trimester. What is this section going to be, and how do I want to design that?" So, that said, if we're talking trimester, Pitt could have another 15 or so years in him. Plenty of time. He has more than 70 film roles under his belt, including the acclaimed Fight Club, Inglourious Basterds, and most recently, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Pitt has also spent the past few years behind the camera with his production company Plan B Entertainment, which has released such memorable films as 12 Years a Slave, Moonlight, and Minari. Up next, Bullet Train on August 5th. And bust out your celebratory bunt, because Nia Vardalos made a big reveal yesterday on Instagram about the third My Big Fat Greek Wedding movie. Have a listen.
Hi. So I have an announcement. We are in Greece filming My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. And thank you so much for the lovely messages of just waiting and everything. I'm in a little room getting ready to go down and film. I think my bra's back there. I'll show you part of it. We're filming in the beautiful Plaka of Athens. And I want to teach you your first Greek word, which is e skinothetis. And what that means is director. And guess who the director is? It's me! All right, you guys, thank you so much.
Well, plot details are under wraps for now, though Vardalos discussed potential returning cast members last year in an emotional Instagram photo. In the post, Vardalos can be seen reuniting with the original film's stars Lainey Kazan, Louis Mandalore, and Gia Carides to honor the memory of the late Michael Constantine, who died in September 2021. For more on these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Vamanos! We are ready to party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn, because our next pick is the series debut of Gordita Chronicles. The new HBO Max coming-of-age series follows Cuckoo and her family as they embark on a move from Santo Domingo to Miami in 1985. They picture white sand beaches, friendly people, and opportunities galore in the land of the free. But reality quickly sets in, as everything is expensive, unfair, and downright difficult in Miami, especially for young Cuckoo, whose middle school peers quickly coined the nickname Gordita, which means fatso. Here is a clip from the premiere.
Estefan Carlos, Estefan Fernando, Estefan Ignacio, no Estefan Gloria. But Michael Jackson's in here like 50 times.
Hey, give that back. I'm about to make an important call.
Chad said to call him at 8. Who are you going to call anyway? You haven't made any friends.
None of your business.
Mira, niñas, niñas. What's going on?
Crazy Cuckoo lied and told the kids at school that she could get her aunt, Gloria Estefan, to sing at the dance.
It wasn't a lie. If we're all God's children, then technically we're all related.
Wait. An Americano school dance? Como like in the movie Grease? I've always dreamed of a dance like that. Do they need chaperones? Because I'm available.
Mommy, she lied and you're happy?
Okay, yeah, okay. No, lying is not good. Pero, Cucu made a leap and now she is a bold Americana.
So, just curious, but how long after the leap will the net appear? Because it would be great if it could happen by, like, Friday.
Well, one of the great things about America is that you can provide your own net.
Well, even though there are bullies and roadblocks, the American dream is alive and well for the Castelli family. And with that dream and each other, surely they can make it through anything, right? Watch the series debut of Gordita Chronicles to find out. It's streaming now on HBO Max. It's time to tip our hats for our number two pick today, the season finale of Walker. After season one of the Jared Padalecki-led CW drama saw Cordell Walker reunite with his family following the death of his wife and some intense undercover work, season two has focused a bit more on an old feud between the Walkers and the Davidsons. Now, after fights, races, and accusations, the mystery of what happened the night the Davidsons' barn burned down is about to be solved. Here is a preview.
We aren't defined by them.
Except in the ways that we totally are.
I had a bad feeling. Something else is coming.
You want me to be a ranger?
I need to see when my father died.
We know who cheated us.
It's hard to relive the past.
We need to get to the bottom of what that family's been hiding.
All right, so will the truth actually fix things between the families? That remains to be seen. And then there's the other issue of who was after Miles. It's a safe bet to assume they're bad news. Good thing Walker already has a season three to answer all of our questions. Catch the season finale of Walker tonight at 8 on CW. It's trivia time. On Walker, Mustafa Elzine plays the character Miles, who we saw in episodes 18 and 19 of season 2. But when the character was first introduced, he was played by someone else, one of Jared Padalecki's former co-stars, though we never actually saw his face. So, which of Padalecki's former co-stars played Miles before Mustafa Elzine? Was it Milo Ventimiglia, Jensen Ackles, or Ben Feldman? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The tea is about to be spilled on our number one pick, The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club. Now, she's known to make it nice, but even Dorinda Medley had her hands full hosting seven other ex-housewives at her iconic Bluestone Manor in the Berserkshires. Some ladies were more game than others. Phaedra and her wigs came to play, while Vicky was surprisingly whoopless. But at the end of the day, Dorinda tells EW that viewers will be more than happy with the final product.
You know, it was a lot at first. We were originally, like I said, going to do it for 4 days and then go to another place, which I kind of thought, oh, okay, I can do that, right? And then it would be like kind of like the first trip where they got to stay in a hotel. When they switched it over to 8 days, which, listen, in the short run, I was a little bit like, wow. Because hosting eight people for 8 days, we were just coming out of COVID. And I really, you know, these are people that are coming from all different places that don't know the Berkshires, don't know Bluestone Manor, and some of them don't know me. So it was like a responsibility that, you know, I kind of took on with a lot of vigor. And I really tried to create sort of a very New England sort of experience and kind of pack in as much as possible in the 8 days. So they left feeling like they knew the place a little better. And it was very interesting. Some people really leaned into it and really made the best of it. Because listen, I don't think it was so great and easy for them either. They don't, you know, people like Phaedra, she met me once or twice before. I did a Watch What Happens Live with her. But here she is coming from Atlanta to Bluestone Manor in the Berkshires on 18 acres for 8 days, leading her children. Eva's the same. You know, Tamara's never been, she's never been to, she said, I've never been up in this area. So everybody kind of took a risk to come up here and do this. And it was, I mean, I think it's going to be iconic TV.
Former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Taylor Armstrong, dubbed Medley the Dornado. But Dorinda has one piece of advice to survive her impending storm.
Batten down your martinis. She's coming.
She is indeed. Catch all the drama on The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, streaming now on Peacock. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of Jared Padalecki's former co-stars played Miles on Walker before Mustafa Elzine was cast? Milo Ventimiglia, Jensen Ackles, or Ben Feldman? Well, he's a pretty super guy, y'all. It's Jensen Ackles. Padalecki's former Supernatural co-star directed the episode where we first see Miles, but he's just a shadowy figure. So Ackles stepped in front of the camera for Miles' silhouette in the final scene of the episode. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, Samantha Heifel, and Les Brathwaite. Edited by Lauren Klein. Produced by Ashley Boucher. Produced and hosted by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson. To watch.